Me and Liam, we've had scraps before. Stupid ones. But this time was different. He shoved us. Proper raging. Said I turned on him. Said I must be gay. And that I fancied Sophie. Says he'd been targeted by her. That's what he does. He plays the victim. Makes you feel like you're the one who's out of line. But I couldn't just laugh it off this time. Not after the way he grabbed her. Not after hearing from Maisie that Sophie's too scared to post a TikTok. Too scared to walk home. I've got a little sister. I've got a mom. If some lad did that to them, followed them, called them names, tried to make them small, grab them, I'd lose it. So why would I let it slide? Just because it's Liam. And we had that talk in school about Alice Ruggles. How stalking isn't just liking a few posts or hanging around. It's a crime. People go to prison for it. Liam wants to be a footballer, right? One wrong move and he's finished before he's even started. I even said to him, what about Holly Newton? And do you know what he did? He laughed. Said I was being ridiculous. That he wasn't going to hurt Sophie. That's the point, isn't it? Holly's ex probably thought it was just jealousy. Just losing his temper. That he could control it. But it escalated. That's all it takes. One moment. One choice you can't take back. I told Liam, I'm your mate. Stop messing up Sophie's life. Stop messing up yours. Stop ranking lasses like they're objects. Then he flipped. Who have you told about that list? No one. Then it hit me. The shame. Thing is, being quiet, standing here, pretending it's nothing. That makes you just as bad, doesn't it? I see that now. And I said it to his face. I'm done backing him. Done covering for him. Liam grinned at me. Said I'd gone soft. Said I wasn't a real man. But he can think what he wants. Looking out for people isn't a weakness. It makes you strong.